Tonight, breaking news, the Category 4 hurricane now taking aim at Bermuda. Hurricane Fiona, winds 130 miles per hour, a hurricane warning now in effect at this hour for Bermuda. Hurricane force winds stretching 70 miles from the eye, the hurricane running parallel to the East Coast. The concern from Florida right up through New York tonight. We're also watching the next tropical threat, the models that show that threat could be headed for Florida. Rob Marciano in Bermuda tonight with the new tracks on all of this. Tonight, former President Trump suffering a major blow by three appeals court judges, two of whom he appointed. The judges deciding the Justice Department can go through those classified documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. And the former president's claim overnight that a president can declassify anything, even by just thinking about it. Pierre Thomas with late reporting. In Russia tonight, panic following Vladimir Putin's plan to call up 300,000 reservists to fight in Ukraine. Tonight, flights out of Moscow booked for several days out. Russian authorities detaining protesters, some of those protesters now drafted to fight. Tom Sufi Burridge in Ukraine. The deadly protests spreading across Iran tonight after the death of a woman arrested by the morality police for allegedly not properly wearing her headscarf. Martha Raddatz with the scenes unfolding in Iran. Here in this country, the mid-air scare, a United Airlines flight taking off from Newark, circling over the Atlantic for nearly 2 hours after sparks are seen shooting from the plane, debris falling from the sky. You will hear air traffic control alerting the cockpit. Gio Benitez tonight. Meantime, the chaotic scene on board an American Airlines flight to Los Angeles, a passenger accused of punching a flight attendant. Tonight, the heated words in court, Alex Jones, who said the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax, that parents of the children who died were actors. He was in court today, and what happened? The heated confrontation with the judge. High school football player, a sophomore, dying from a brain injury suffered during a game. And the recall tonight, more than a million Teslas over a possible danger with your hand and the window.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Thursday night. The scene out of Russia tonight, the Russian men looking to escape Vladimir Putin's new draft, flights booked for days. But we do begin tonight here at home in this Category 4 hurricane barreling up the Atlantic, bearing down on Bermuda at this hour. They are bracing for a treacherous night ahead, the hurricane's effects already being felt. It's now moving parallel to the East Coast with high surf and rip current threats up and down the East Coast tonight. Winds now at 130 miles an hour, the storm some 800 miles across. In Bermuda, they were boarding up stores all day, winds picking up already, and look at this tonight. This is the view inside the hurricane this evening moving toward Bermuda, a sea drone on the ocean's surface, actually able to capture the 50-foot waves. That's what you're looking at right there. And then from up above tonight, hurricane hunters flying right into the eye of the storm. Senior meteorologist Rob Marciano in Bermuda tonight tracking this hurricane and the next tropical threat as well, showing a potential path straight toward Florida. Rob tonight from Bermuda.
Tonight, with Fiona's outer bands moving in, Bermuda is boarding up. Officials here sounding the alarm.
We want residents to please take this storm seriously.
Locals grabbing essentials while there's still time. Power crews assembled and ready.
This is the time where Bermudians depend on us, and we will rise and make sure that they are protected and that they get turned on as soon as possible.
Hurricane Fiona is a Category 4 beast. C-130s flying inside the storm, measuring hurricane force winds now out to 70 miles from the center.
With the eye of Fiona, forecast to pass west of the island. That puts Bermuda on the bad side of this storm. And you can see the waves turning here on the south coast. This is where the most punishing blow of Hurricane Fiona will be.
As many as 8 deaths across the Caribbean now attributed to Fiona, 4 days after the storm made its first landfall in Puerto Rico. More than 900,000 customers remain without power there. And tonight, officials cannot say when it will be restored in the hardest hit areas.
All right, so let's bring in Rob Marciano. He's live in Bermuda tonight, tracking this hurricane, of course, in the coming hours. And the next threat we mentioned that could take aim at Florida. Rob, first, this hurricane that Bermuda faces in the coming hours.
Yeah, well, the last couple of hours, David, the wind and the surf, for that matter, has really picked up. It's now just 250 miles to our south, accelerating in our direction. So let's look at the stats of Fiona. Right now, the movement is at 20 miles per hour, and it's got winds of 130 miles per hour. But look at that eye, a 30-mile-wide eye now, and the wind field is expanding. Tropical storm force winds extending across 450 miles. That is massive. There you see it slamming Bermuda to the overnight with strong side of the surge, damaging winds here, then quickly to Nova Scotia tomorrow night. It's going to be a damaging storm there. Rough surf continues along the East Coast. And here's that next wave you mentioned. We're worried about it in the Caribbean, likely to become our next tropical storm by Monday, with most of our computer models taking it towards the Gulf Coast or Florida sometime next week, likely as a hurricane. David?
All right, let's get through this one first. Rob, you and the crew, please stay safe tonight. We move to the other news this Thursday night to former President Trump, who has been dealt a major legal setback over those classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. A three-judge appeals court, including two judges that Trump appointed himself, now saying the Justice Department can start looking through the documents. And the former president now claiming he can declassify the documents, quote, even by thinking about it. Here's our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas.
Tonight, Donald Trump dealt a blow by an appeals court panel of three federal judges, two of whom he appointed himself. They ruled the Justice Department can once again start working with the more than 100 classified documents seized from Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. This is the former president claims he declassified those documents, making this highly questionable statement.
If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
No, a president can't declassify sensitive documents just by thinking about it. There is a process. The appeals court was blunt, ruling Team Trump had provided no evidence that any of these records were declassified. What's more, the judges write, we cannot discern why Trump would have an individual interest in or need for any of the 100 documents with classification markings. Finally, they say even if Trump did declassify the documents, that does not make them his property. Concluding, the declassification argument is a red herring because declassifying an official document would not change its content or render it personal. The appeals court ruling was a stinging rebuke to Florida Judge Aileen Cannon, a Trump appointee who, at his request, named an independent special master to review all 11,000 documents seized from Mar-a-Lago and refused to let the FBI keep working with the classified material. The appeals court determined Judge Cannon had likely abused her discretion, that of course the FBI should be allowed to work with the material. The judge is writing, it is self-evident that the public has a strong interest in ensuring that the storage of the classified records did not result in exceptionally grave damage to the national security. But the former president now leveling unfounded accusations that perhaps the FBI had planted the documents.
The problem that you have is they go into rooms, they won't let anybody near them. They wouldn't even let them in the same building. Did they drop anything into those piles? Or did they do it later?
His attorneys have not made those claims in court, where it is illegal to lie. And tonight, the special master telling them if they're going to make such damning accusations, they will have to provide proof.
All right, Pierre Thomas with us live in Washington. Pierre, you've laid out here two major headlines involving these documents at Mar-a-Lago. First, the former president dealt the setback from this three-judge appeals panel, two of whom he appointed, deciding that the Justice Department can move forward now with these documents. In addition to that, the special master, the judge who the former president pushed for, now that judge demanding accountability from the Trump team as well.
Yes, he is, David. The special master will no longer be dealing with the classified documents, but he will oversee disputes about roughly 11,000 other documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. And, David, the special master told Trump's attorneys today that they need to provide detailed lists of every single document deemed covered by some kind of privilege, David.
All right, Pierre Thomas live in Washington again tonight. Thank you, Pierre. We're going to turn now to the incredible scene playing out in Russia tonight. Backlash against Vladimir Putin's new draft, mobilizing up to 300,000 Russians to join the fight in Ukraine. Tonight, men now leaving Russia, flights out of Moscow booked for days. Some protesters now arrested, and some of those very protesters already drafted now to fight. ABC's Tom Soupy Burridge in Ukraine for us again tonight.
Tonight, the backlash in Russia as Putin moves to conscript men into the army to fight in Ukraine. Protesters shouting, no war. and this man screaming, "I won't die for Putin," before being led away. Police arresting more than 1,300 people in 40 cities, according to human rights activists, who say some of those detained were then drafted to fight. And this the scene at Russia's land border with Georgia, lines more than 10 miles long, people trying to flee the country to avoid the draft. A travel data company tonight telling ABC News that there are no seats available on flights leaving Moscow for the next 4 days. Demand soaring for flights to nations like Armenia, Turkey and Serbia, where Russians can travel visa-free. And when Putin announced the draft, desperation online. Data from Google showing a spike, with many Russians Googling how to break your arm at home. Now, Russia already mobilizing men to fight, relatives saying goodbye. And with Putin also moving to annex a large part of eastern and southern Ukraine, widespread condemnation at the UN. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken underlining Ukraine's existence is at stake.
If Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
David, tomorrow in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine, the Russian-controlled authorities will begin their so-called referendums on joining Russia. One Russian-appointed official saying the authorities will be going door-to-door accompanied by the police so people can vote at home. David?
And of course, the U.S. is calling this a sham. Tom Sufi Burridge, our thanks to you again tonight. To Iran this evening, deadly protests sweeping across that country after the death of a young Iranian woman while in the custody of the morality police, accused of improperly wearing her headscarf. Here's Martha Raddatz.
Tonight, protests raging across Iran over the suspicious death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in police custody. Amini arrested last week by Iran's so-called morality police, who say that she was wearing her headscarf improperly. She reportedly collapsed and fell into a coma at a detention center and was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. Iranian authorities denying accusations that Amini suffered blows to the head during her arrest, saying it was a heart ailment that killed her. But her family disputes that claim, as do the thousands of Iranian women taking to the streets. Videos filmed by demonstrators show women burning their headscarves or hijabs and cutting their hair. Clashes between police and protesters turning deadly. At least 17 have been killed. President Biden addressing the protests on the world stage.
We stand with the brave citizens and the brave women of Iran who right now are demonstrating to secure their basic rights.
The administration going further, saying the morality police are responsible for Amini's death, imposing sanctions on them as well as several senior leaders, quote, for abuse and violence against Iranian women and the violation of the rights of peaceful Iranian protesters. Today, the ultra-conservative president of Iran, Ibrahim Raisi, in New York, pressed by ABC News on the killing of Amini.
What are you afraid the world is going to see?
Saying he has assured her family that the incident is being investigated, adding that deaths in police custody are not unique to Iran.
That was quite a moment there today. Martha Raddatz joins us now. And Martha, you and I have both reported from inside Iran. You were there again just months ago. You've spoken with Iranian women often in that country, their push for freedoms, their rights. Tonight, protests now 6 days straight. How significant is this?
It's very significant. A senior State Department official called the protests really extraordinary. I have noticed in the past few years, women in Iran really testing the limits with the headscarves, pushing them back further. So this was bound to come to a head. But the Iranian authorities, as you know, David, do not tolerate protests. So this could get bloodier in the days to come. David?
Martha Raddatz, who's been to Iran so many times for us. Martha, thank you. Back here at home tonight into a United Airlines flight taking off from Newark, forced to circle over the Atlantic for nearly 2 hours. And here's why. Sparks were seen shooting from the plane shortly after takeoff, debris falling from the sky. ABC's Gio Benitez covers aviation for us.
Tonight, this dramatic video capturing sparks streaming from a United Airlines plane just moments after it took off from Newark Airport.
That 149 heavy, it looks like there's some sparks that just came off the possibly the left engine there. Are you still with us?
Sorry, say that again, United 149.
Flight 149, leaving around 11 p.m. on Wednesday, headed to Sao Paulo, Brazil. On board, 256 passengers plus the crew. New footage showing sparks and debris falling from the Boeing 777 hitting parked cars below. Air traffic control quickly alerting the pilots. The aircraft circling several times over the Atlantic Ocean for nearly 2 hours, burning off fuel to lighten the plane before it returned to Newark.
Precautionary methodology would be to say, if we've got sparks coming out the back, maybe we better not dump fuel. Flying around a little bit to burn the fuel off is the best methodology.
Tonight, United saying that the aircraft experienced a mechanical issue, apparently part of the hydraulic system, but that it did land safely.
And David, just hours ago, those passengers were able to get on a different plane to Brazil, and of course, the FAA is now investigating. David.
All right, Gior, thanks to you as well. We're going to turn now to Alex Jones in court in Connecticut today. Jones is the conspiracy theorist who long claimed that the Sandy Hook shooting in Newtown was a hoax and that parents of the children who died at that school were actors. Today, Jones taking the stand and the heated confrontation with the judge. Here's Ariel Reshef.
Tonight, in a Connecticut courtroom just 20 miles from Sandy Hook, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones taking the stand, forced to face his own lies. For years, the InfoWars host called the massacre a hoax and the parents of those 20 first graders actors.
Do you remember when we just played a video not long ago that I showed you on this very point where you said it's not just one parent doing this, but a bunch of parents?
Did you remember seeing the video? Yes.
That was you in it, right?
Yes.
You chose to say that. Nobody made you say
yes.
that, right?
Parents like Robbie Parker, who lost his daughter Emily, say they were subjected to threats because of the lies Jones peddled to millions of followers.
You put a target on his back, didn't you? You put a target on his back just like you did every single parent and loved one sitting here, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
These are real people. You know that, Mr. Jones?
Jones sounding like the firebrand host he is.
Just like all the Iraqis, but you liberals kill and love. Just, you're unbelievable.
His attorney trying to stop the line of questioning.
You want me to stop your client from speaking? Physically, you want me to stop him from speaking?
And David Jones has already been found liable of defamation in this case. The jury will now decide how much he should pay in damages. Last month, in a separate case in Texas, a jury ordering Jones to pay $49.2 million to another Sandy Hook family. David.
All right, Ariel. Thank you. When we come back here, alarming moments, a flight to L.A., a passenger accused of punching a flight attendant, the images now coming in, and the high school football player dying from a brain injury on the field.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tonight, an awful and chaotic scene on board an American Airlines flight from Mexico to Los Angeles. A passenger arrested for allegedly punching a flight attendant. Video showing him hitting that crew member in the back of the head. The flight attendant is okay. The airline banning him from all future flights. In New Jersey tonight, a high school football player from Linden has died from a traumatic brain injury he suffered during a game. Sophomore Xavier McLean has seriously injured earlier this month. He was treated on the field before being rushed to the hospital and then placed on life support. To the index in tonight, Tesla recalling more than a million vehicles, warning its automatic windows may pinch fingers when closing. They're supposed to stop if an obstruction is detected. The recall involves certain versions of the Model 3, Model Y, Model S, and Model X. Tesla tonight saying owners will be able to fix the problem with a software update. You don't have to take the car in. More on our website for you. Finally tonight here, America Strong. The brother and sister who passed right by each other, never knowing they were siblings. Raymond Turner works at Cook Children's Hospital in Fort Worth, Texas, in the recording studio there. Raymond has long wondered about his ancestry, his wife getting him a DNA test kit. It revealed a sister he never knew about. Her name, Christina. They found her on Facebook. She'd been adopted as a baby, and she was looking for her family, too. And when Christina heard about Raymond, she realized they had probably crossed paths for years. She'd been bringing her son, Bryson, to Cook Children's Hospital. In fact, on his last day of treatment, they noticed the recording studio and the man inside. They had no idea his name was Raymond and that he was that little boy's uncle, Christina's brother. This is the moment Raymond and Christina meet for the first time.
How are you?
At that same hospital. Their families right there with them.
And then there's a family. How are you?
Raymond's son, Isaiah, making a t-shirt for his new cousin, Bryson. The words, cousin vibes. And right here tonight.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
The siblings and their immediate bond.
To find Raymond has been absolutely amazing. Just being able to see him and hug him for the first time felt like home.
You can imagine the shock and awe and surprise and just the wonderful emotions of realizing that, you know, I had a sister that I didn't know about. We're just so thankful and so grateful.
Wow, all those times they passed by one another at that hospital. And now the cousin vibes. Good night.